We're going to take a short break for one of our sponsors. I haven't tried this one, but it looks well worth checking out if weight loss has been an ongoing challenge for you. Robody pairs medication options with diet and exercise modifications to achieve your desired goal. Before being prescribed any medication, patients complete an online medical visit, lab test, and more to see if you're right for their program. You can sign up online, which means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Their data shows that average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/untangle. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 a month for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/untangle. Now, back to our show. We're taking a short break to tell you a little bit about the 10% Happier podcast hosted by my friend Dan Harris. It has one guiding philosophy. Happiness is a skill you can learn, so why not master it? I recently talked to him on our show about what has changed since he wrote 10% Happier 10 years ago. A lot. Dan was once a fidgety, skeptical journalist, but after suffering a panic attack on national television, he decided to change his life. This journey led him to learn everything he could about the human psyche. Now he's on a quest to help others achieve peace and happiness. Each week, he talks to top scientists, meditation teachers, and even the odd celebrity, exploring topics like productivity, anxiety, enlightenment, psychedelics, and relationships. He's funny. He's smart. He's one of the best interviewers I know. Think of listening to 10% Happier as a workout for your mind. The 10% Happier podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Untangle, the podcast from Meditation Studio. I'm your host, Patricia Karpus. In this series, we introduce you to real people with extraordinary stories and experts who have devoted their lives to teaching and helping others through meditation. In today's episode, I interview Amy Baglin. Amy is a passionate, cause-driven entrepreneur and the founder of Meet Mindful, an online dating site where mindful singles can connect with like-minded people and find true love. She's guided by her deep-rooted belief that relationships are the fastest way to personal growth, and she wants to help millions of people find meaningful relationships with the right partner. Before we begin, don't forget to check out Meditation Studio app in the iTunes App Store, and if you have suggestions for future guests on our podcast, email me at patricia@meditationstudioapp.com. Now, here's Amy. Amy Baglin, welcome to Untangle.
Thank you, Patricia.
Yeah, it's so great to have you here. Amy is, for those of you that don't know, this is a real treat. She's the CEO of a company called Meet Mindful, and it is a dating site for people to meet each other. And so I thought it would be really interesting to talk to Amy today about what her motivation was to start this service and, you know, sort of how it all came about. Mm-hmm. So can you give us a little bit of background into what inspired you to create a dating service that is based on mindfulness?
You know, for me, I've always been fascinated by relationships and connection. And there was always a part of me that was a seeker. And looking back, I can say that when I was younger, I didn't know that.
I was always writing
about authenticity and, you know, how important it was and how I just wanted to like always be authentic, and I was upset when other people weren't. And that was something that was really like big for me. My family is not a very like emotionally open family. And so I think that pushed me to do the opposite thing be as emotional as I possibly could and seek that in others and really want to draw out, you know, like what's going on for them, what's really like present for them.
So an emotional connection with other people was really important to you.
Yeah.
And you named that authenticity.
I guess so. I've never tried to name it before, but it seems natural. For me, the answer to how Meet Mindful came about is kind of twofold. It was I had my own, you know, spiritual awakening, whatever you want to call it, journey down my path started in my 20s. And then I ended up realizing it was so important to me that I enrolled in, at the time, a holistic nutrition program called Institute for Integrative Nutrition, which you might know. Mm-hmm. And it was when it was still a live program, and we were all 1,200 of us were at Lincoln Center. Mm-hmm. And we would like crowd into this big concert hall, and we, for you know, a weekend at a time, would dive deep into these theories we were talking about and practices. So for the first time in my life, I was surrounded by, you know, over 1,000 like-minded people, mostly women, that I was just uplifted by being around this community. And we all had, where we didn't actually have the same practice or the same, you know, passion or the same end game, we all had similar values and mindsets and the mm-hmm. way that we viewed the world and how we wanted to be part of changing the world and how we thought that, you know, anything was possible and we could just, like, if we tried hard enough and it was important enough to us, we could make it happen. Mm-hmm. And I'm deeply entrenched in my own path. And I ended up at the time starting to have all these like entrepreneurial jolts. Like, what is it that I want to create? Why am I here? What do I do with myself? You mm-hmm. know, and I knew that there was something like brewing. And so even back then I would have these, like, if anyone who's got that entrepreneurial bug in them, you know what it's like to get the idea and you start writing stuff down and you like can't stop thinking about it mm-hmm. Until either it's so strong you have to pursue it or you get tired of the idea. Mm-hmm. And I've had many of the latter. I've had a couple of the former. Mm-hmm. And one of the ones that I ultimately gave up but ended up kind of being where Me Mindful is going over time was this idea of creating an online community where people could go and engage with others who had things to share about their own personal practices and what they found out, you know, what all the way from like what whole food recipes work for them to a meditation practice that works for them or, you know, a journaling practice and mm-hmm. being able to discover peer-to-peer and also discover from expert content.
Yeah.
And I still don't really see anything like that. There's small versions of it, but I thought, wouldn't it be great to have a place where people could go and learn and inspire each other and, you know, big social network. And, you know, then I kind of forgot about it because mm-hmm. I ended up deciding that I wanted to travel the world. So I traveled the world for a year. I did the Pray Love thing, quit the job, and, you know, took all the money I'd saved that Suze Orman had told me to save and the books I would read, and traveled, you know, India and Thailand and Bali and back to Thailand and Cambodia, and ended up studying with a lot of different amazing teachers. I think I was like, you know what? I have worked my butt off for ever since I was in college, like the moment I went into freshman year internships from that point onward.
Yeah.
I've been working really hard and launching companies. And then I wanted to put that same ambition and drive into my own going inward. Mm-hmm. And I could only do so much of that working 9 to 5 in New York, you know? And
also you're a spiritual person.
I just wanted to go.
Yeah.
I just wanted to immerse myself. I knew people were doing it.
Right.
You know, I read 4-Hour Work Week. Like, I was like, Tim Ferriss, I'm going to go for this. And I just, you know, all the things just added up to it. I think Eat, Pray, Love may have had something to do with it.
Yeah.
But it was an opportunity for me to hit the reset button and just have a year that I focused on what was going on for me.
Was that the next major transformational experience?
It was, yeah. And I had a lot of healing to be done. You know, I really wanted to work some things out and figure out like what was most important to me.
Yeah.
And so when I was traveling, I, again, like kept being surrounded by these incredible people who were so inspiring. There wasn't any of this like victim mentality, rat racy mm-hmm. stuff. It was just very real and purposeful.
And had you been in relationships in New York at that time? Like deep relationships that you were sort of questioning?
I had been in a 5-year relationship with somebody that I met when I was in school, my senior year of college, and we had broken up a few months before I started going to Institute for Integrative Nutrition.
Okay.
So it was a big shift for me. That was when everything, I kind of kicked into high gear in terms of like really doing some self-work. And I remember I joined Match.com right before I left New York.
Okay.
And I knew I was leaving, you know?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I was like, hey, now time to meet the one. I was so curious. So like what this Match.com thing was. And it was 2010, you know, it was still extremely taboo. And I had a lot of weird experiences, super strange experiences
with Match.com.
Yeah.
And
just with, you know, like dating for the first time in my life, honestly.
Right.
You know, at that age.
Yeah.
You don't date in college. Right.
Right.
You just meet people and hook up or you don't. And you just like become friends, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different from like the dating scene now.
Right.
So I had a little taste of that before you left, and traveling and did that thing and had some really beautiful connections with people.
Wait, so
yes.
I can see all these little seeds being planted now for what inspired Meet Mindful. So that's so interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
As Steve Jobs said in the, I think it was the Stanford graduation speech, he's like connecting the dots backwards.
Yeah.
You can't ever connect them going forward.
But that's so interesting because that's what you're doing here. When you're, as you're telling us the story, it becomes super clear, you know, like all these pieces, it's like a puzzle coming together for you. But who could have foreseen
exactly
that? You came back from your year of traveling and then you moved to Denver. Okay.
And I was like, okay, new chapter, new thing. I got this kit to start this events company where we would do yoga events for singles.
And we
called it Yoga Dates.
We'll take a short break for one of our awesome sponsors, Born Shoes. I was so excited to try these cute, casual sandals made with top quality leather, perfect for all the traveling that I do. They're so comfortable for walking anywhere. I know exactly why their tagline is, "Take comfort in Born Shoes." Perfect. There are 5 new styles this spring, and I tried Ithaca and absolutely love them. But they also have boots and heels you should try. They feel as good as they look. Go to bornshoes.com today for a 15% discount plus ground shipping on all full price shoes when you use my promo code UNTANGLE. That's promo code UNTANGLE for 15% off and free shipping. Available exclusively to our listeners for just a limited time. Now, back to our show.
And it was very much like me hustling, like wearing my like pajamas or yoga pants at home. In my apartment and building this events business where I would partner with the yoga studios and we would do really fun events like yoga speed dating, and which was basically partner yoga speed dating.
Mm-hmm.
And we would do vinyasa and vino. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, I just had this hit to create this events thing. And I did a meetup group and it blew up in a good way. and I started doing these events and they keep selling out, and it was partnering with the, you know, most fun teachers in town, and you know, capping out 40, 50 people per event, which is all you can really hold when you're doing an organized event like that. And it was really fun. It was edgy. It would get people out of their head because they had to do things they'd never done before, and they would show up so beautifully and so excited. And I started to see something happen. A couple of things were happening. A, I was getting calls from people. They would say, hey, I don't do yoga, but I'm a Buddhist, or I have a really strong, you know, Tai Chi is my practice, or something else. I think these are my people. Can I come? And I'd be like, wow, you want to go to a yoga singles event and show up and do something you've never done before because you think this is your tribe? That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened a lot. It was, as you can imagine, it was more men than women, but women too. And so I saw the people were, I feel like it's kind of obvious to say it now, but at the time I was like, it was a huge, you know, a eureka moment that they weren't coming for the yoga at all. They were coming for...
To meet the people. Yeah.
Who had very specific, they like had this person in mind that would come to an event like that. And so that kept happening. And so then I would do other events.
Mm-hmm.
I would do girls' night out, and it would only be women, and we would do like more kind of goddess stuff. And those were killer. It was so much fun. And people would say, like, this is the first time I've really been surrounded by so many incredible people at once. Can you do this all the time?
Mm-hmm. There's this big community piece that's been missing from our lives.
Exactly.
And you're seeing it start to be created.
Yes. And then the other side of it was, it was interesting. People were coming and they were making friends. They were exchanging business cards for networking.
So it was networking.
There was other stuff going on beyond dating.
Right.
It wasn't like that wasn't the goal, but that was one of the outputs, which is really interesting, which is we're seeing right now on Meet Mindful. So the one problem with this whole thing is events in and of themselves are not the best business model.
Well, and they're very high resource.
Yeah, and they're hard to scale. And the scalability part was the part that was just not working for me. And so I was like, well, all my experience is, you know, online and tech businesses. And I suddenly started going back to that original thing that I had been obsessed with for a while, that original idea that was kind of incubating for me when I was in New York, and it all came back. And I was like, why can't we take this online? What we actually have moved towards is talking about our member base and our community as people who live mindfully, people who practice mindful living. And so whatever that is, it gets them present, but helps them live happier, healthier lives, where we know that the impact that we have, every choice that we make has an impact not only on ourselves, but the world around us.
Mm-hmm. So you're sort of using it in a conscious living kind
of
way?
Yeah, more conscious living.
Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's something that we're still trying to figure out what resonates with people the most. Because our community is not all people who say, I'm spiritual or I'm conscious.
Right.
Like, it's not all the words that people use. Mindful is something that they actually use more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
But thoughtful and living with purpose and mm-hmm. discovering how to live your fullest life.
But it seems like when you're talking about it in a dating context,
mm-hmm.
it seems like what people are looking for is others who have character. Like, as if... Like when I think about a Meet Mindful, mm-hmm. I think about it as being a curator, if you will, of, you know, screener, which isn't something that you do, but it's sort of, you know, what I would hope. I think that's what people would love to find is a service that would screen people in a way that's like, yes, this is a person that has character. They're conscious about the way they live. They're trying to live their best possible life, giving mm-hmm. back to others and themselves and compassionate, etc. Is there any truth to that, like, sort of idealistic view that I have?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. We launched a prototype in 2014, then we launched our current platform that's obviously changed over the year, but in June of 2015, so
okay.
a little over
so
a year ago.
Okay, got it.
And that's absolutely what you said is dead on. And I think that one thing we have done really well in the past year is with our messaging and with our branding, been able to attract people that are just self-identifying as belonging to this tribe.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as wonderful to have somebody join who's, you know, new mm-hmm. to conscious living as it is to have the person who's like a, you know, 40-year practitioner, well-respected teacher mm-hmm. in their space. And the beauty of Meet Mindful is that people can join and coexist and find people all the way throughout the spectrum. Our job over time is to be able to figure out from a technology standpoint how to bring together people who are on a similar point in their journey.
Mm-hmm.
And
how do you do that?
Yeah, that is something that we haven't totally figured out yet.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, it's the name of the game is make sure that we have the business model down so we can like operate as a true business to get people in the door and then build out the features that make the most sense for our users.
What are some, do you have any like anecdotal stories of where this has worked for people? And are you doing it as like, is it more dating than networking, or is there a little bit of both? Or, because it seems like you set out to create this tribe where people could find their life mates through this tribe. And how is that going? Like, are you hearing good stories about that?
So I'll share a couple of things that I'm just reading from our team feedback channel right now.
Okay.
I'll answer your question about the dating and other stuff, because we're already seeing that too. So this is yesterday. Hi, I wanted to see who to talk to about the fact that I met someone on here that I'm getting married to. figured it would be a good thing for you all to show.
That's funny.
And they met and they're in Maryland, which we don't put any effort into building community specifically in an area like Maryland. So I think that's fascinating. Okay, there's another one I know that was close up here. I found the love of my life on Meet Mindful. I can't imagine ever needing to log in again. Beyond synchronicity, we emailed and spoke on the phone, and when we met in person, I literally started crying upon saying hi. I said, I know this sounds insane, but I feel like I've known you for 1,000 years and have missed you. And luckily, he had the same feelings. We formulated a thoughtful partnership and brought our kids into the fold, and even though it's early, it feels, and our families agree, that it's been much longer. Thank you.
Aww.
I mean, so this stuff happens every day, so early on, and so that keeps us going more than anything. Our job is to get the most high-quality people together who share the same values and mindset, and then make it an easy experience for you to search and find the person.
Right.
We've had a lot of customer interviews where we heard the same thing over and over, that it's not quantity, it's quality.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
So we focus a lot on that. To answer your question about the stuff beyond dating that we're already seeing, it's so interesting because I don't view Meet Mindful as a dating site.
Oh, okay.
Where we're going and where we're headed is much larger than that. And I really view us as a relationship platform that brings people together so they can help discover their fullest life. So whether that means me discovering things for myself in my own personal practices, so for example, having access to podcasts like this for mm-hmm. our members to engage with that
right,
have
right.
been made by amazing brands and partners of ours.
Yeah.
So me getting access to incredible content and things to help my own journey. And then discovering relationships for, of course, romantic connections, which people love, and you know, is that never going to go away?
Mm-hmm.
We're already seeing so many people ask about, hey, can I use this to find new friends? You know, I just moved here. My boyfriend's not into this kind of stuff. I really want to find
It's like a giant meetup in a way, too, of people who are like-minded.
Yeah. I think that when you talk about, you know, serving a tribe, right, and people wanting to empower others, and you know, when I sit down with my best friends and we talk about something that we're going through that, you know, helps somebody else.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so much power there.
So much power. I mean, I even think about, you know, book clubs that are specifically looking at these different, like, books that are in this space, or mm-hmm. sharing of articles and stories that, you know, bring people together. So I love the possibilities of that. I can see that it could be, like, beyond dating.
So that's where we're headed, and that's where we're headed in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited to see what the future holds there, because our members are incredible, and the more that we can empower them to help discover each other and what's important to others on the network and use it for a platform for discovery, you know, the more impact that we can make in the world. So.
Are you seeing, for people that do get into relationships from Meet Mindful, mm-hmm. are you seeing them like reaching out for more? Do they need help with the relationship? I mean, what kinds of things are you hearing from some of your members who are in relationships where relationships are very complicated?
Well, that's really interesting that you bring that up. That to me, yes, so we've had people who will say, and it happened a lot in the beginning because we were super heavy content focused back then, and we were trying out like events and mm-hmm. trips and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and we just didn't have enough resources to keep that part going. I do believe there's a place for it in the future, but anyway. We would have people say, hey, I'm dating someone now, and I'm wondering, like, when does your couple stuff start? You know, you brought us together, now what? I really do think in the future that that's definitely a part of where we'll be going. And honestly, like, I try my hardest not to focus on what all those things look like exactly, because we have a job to
so
get done
much.
Right now,
yes.
which is to scale out the dating portion and make that even better mm-hmm. and more effective for people. And then when we have more people on the network and probably like mid-2017, we'll begin to scale those things out. But I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that allows us to have a longer relationship with people. with our members.
Yeah, and it does, and it helps because you want to have more success stories. So you want to really help people. Well, let me get back to you personally. Do you have a meditation practice for yourself, and do you encourage the people on the site to have a meditation practice? And
I do myself, yes. We don't specifically encourage any one practice to the community. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of different articles that have been published and, you know, put out to our community that are, you know, meditation audio files and stuff that they can engage with. But I'd like to see in the future more of that. Mm-hmm, for myself, my practice began when I kind of had that time of awakening. And I know the times that I'm not doing it enough, the time that I'm most stressed out. I feel it right now. Like, this is a week that I've had to be in the office early every day, and I wake up and I'm like, shoot, I have to rush. And of course it's like double-edged sword, because if I rush, then I can't practice. But yet if I don't practice, then I'm going to feel rushed all the time.
Right.
And so it's been really humbling. The more I just get into, you know, crazed CEO mode all the time is how important it is to come back to this.
Yeah, it's very stressful to be a CEO of a startup and you trying to raise money, and you know, you've done such an amazing job and so many people are raving about Meet Mindful, so I know it's going to just continue to grow.
Thank you.
So it's just so great to watch all of your progress and successes.
Oh, I appreciate
that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you want to share with us before we...
You know, I would just urge anybody who is looking for someone special, or who knows someone who is, and it seems like it might be a good home for you. You know, we'd love to serve you.
Yeah.
And be a place that you can feel safe and heard and seen, and you know, you never know what might happen.
Exciting.
Yeah.
And it happened to you.
And it happened to me.
Me
and my man Joe. Yeah.
So you're a success story too.
I am.
On every level. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for
coming onto the show. Thanks so much to Amy, and thank you all for listening. We look forward to sharing more inspiring stories next week. Be sure to check out Meet Mindful at meetmindful.com. Once again, if you have feedback or suggestions for guests, email us at patricia@meditationstudioapp.com. And don't forget to check out Meditation Studio App in the App Store. See you next week.